If the microphone's working, maybe we'll get Larry to talk this a little bit here. He can tell us a little bit about what he's doing with his show tonight. Maybe we'll kick around a couple of ideas for a minute here. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is good. Really good to see you. I'm glad you're back and you're feeling good.
Yeah, had a unfortunately had to miss my show 2 weeks ago due to some feet problems. I just couldn't walk.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really happy to be here.
Oh, yes. Well, it's wonderful to see you, to see you doing well. I know you appreciate and enjoy Terrence McKenna. I mean, you interviewed Terrence and Dennis a few times, right?
Several times. Dennis, just once, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, just once. Yeah.
Well, that must have been amazing. How many times did you interview Terrence?
I'd say about five times.
No kidding.
And once, sort of. Once at the bridge conference, we taped interview with him.
Wow!
But five live, roughly. It's hard to remember. That was a long time ago.
Did you ever get him in the studio?
No, we everything was over the phone.
Always over the phone.
And like I said, once on tape.
Yeah.
But we'd like to get him live when we could so we could take phone calls and all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you do some of that during your late night shows? Were those always late at night?
Yeah. Some in the daytime and some at night, yeah.
What did you guys talk about? What were some of the things that you enjoyed talking with him about?
I think we covered just about all the subjects In fact, we did. I can pretty safely say we did cover all the subjects he talks about in his lectures. The time wave zero thing is not something I'm that interested in, so we didn't. But I would, of course, I'd let Terrence talk about it when he wanted to. But we talked a lot about psychedelics. We'd always talk about his books when he had a new book. I think maybe the first interview I did with him was the most loaded with backgroundy questions because I'd been listening to him for years at that point, probably over 10 years. So I had a lot of questions.
So that was he really didn't start to go public until what?
I heard of him.
Early 80s? Or?
Well, no, actually, I first heard of him. This is kind of a funny story. It was a book I read in jail when I was doing a year in Santa Rita my probation was violated because I was I didn't like going to see my probation officer, so
they got mad about it.
Yeah, I got a year in jail, and so I was in Santa Rita, and I found a book in the library I can't remember the name of the book, but it was by Robert Anton Wilson.
Oh,
and sorry, I can't remember the name of the book. But he. He had a it was the book that talked about his dabblings into the occult and talked a lot about the star Sirius,
right,
and the various sort of occult and historical things around Sirius. That I believe that was the book that inspired psychedelic writer Are You Serious to take his name.
Hmm.
But the book covered a lot of ground, a lot about Robert Anton Wilson's personal life, including some very sad stuff about the the death of his daughter, also just a lot of his intellectual explorations at that time. It was just really kind of a set of essays. It was a at that time the only other thing I'd read by Wilson was the Illuminati trilogy, and I wasn't familiar with his nonfiction. But he had a chapter about the McKenna brothers, and it contained his summary of their first book, Invisible Landscapes. Now, the way he explained it, the take I got was actually quite a bit different than what I later found when I read the book and when I talked to Terrence. But he certainly made it sound interesting. Then I think the next encounter I had with McKenna was right after I got out of jail. I was at a friend's house, and he had a bunch of old Guitar Player magazines, and I picked one up and read an interview they had with I think it was in Guitar Player. They had an interview with Jerry Garcia, and they asked Jerry what kind of thoughts and philosophy interested him. And he started talking about Terrence McKenna. So,
what year was that? Do you think
that would have been about 79.
Really?
Then. About almost exactly that same time, I started listening to Bob Nelson's show on, it probably had been on before that, but of course, I couldn't listen to KPFA in jail, so I missed it, but, I started listening to Bob Nelson's show on KPFA, which was on Sunday nights all night. And it was a remarkable show. And I'd say almost every – it was on once a month, like the last Sunday of each month. And one thing he would have almost every time was a Terrence McKenna tape. And so this is the first time I heard Terrence talk. I'd say about that same time, also, another show on KPFA, I can't remember the New Dimension. I think New Dimensions was the name of the show. Will Nofsky's show, which was on Fridays at noon. He had a series of, interviews with, McKenna, and, I remember those very distinctly because those were the first where I heard about McKenna's ideas about human evolution, which at the time he attributed that idea to his brother. Right. I never did follow up on that with him. Why he started? Well, he gave up on that and just started saying it was his idea. McKenna's ideas about space exploration, which at that time involved buying up the leftover rocket fleet from the Soviets, because basically they were just going into. They were just being junked. And they had very, very large rockets that could take up huge payloads. And McKenna thought that if countercultural types had their stuff together, they could build sort of alternative habitats bring a lot of the Earth's life into space with them, so that there'd be so if anything happened to the Earth, there'd be still life.
Yes.
So those were my early encounters. And then when I started started here at KKEP, I started playing his tapes. I hooked up with Sound Photosynthesis and started getting his tapes. And then I got his tape. Then I got his tape from all a large variety of sources.
Mm-hmm.
People just started sending them to me and so on. And I'd pick some up at events and so on. So I just got a very large collection of tapes and started playing them on the air.
Yeah.
And once I got the swing of doing interviews, and I got in contact with Terrence and did some interviews with him. I wish I'd done more. But I certainly learned a lot from Terrence, and he was to me almost a model of a real intellectual,
mm-hmm.
Someone that really lived the life of the mind in a serious way. I mean, I have a lot of quibbles with Terrence about his personality and his inconsistencies, which were to my mind a lot. But he had a beautiful mind in a lot of ways, a lovely imagination, and of course that really charming way with words that he had.
Oh yeah, very articulate.
An amazing imagination, and just I feel really lucky to have known him and to have been influenced by him and in so many ways. He changed my life in a lot of ways. Certainly, my own experiences with psychedelics were shaped by Terrence's ideas, though a lot of the results I got weren't exactly the thing that the things that Terrence suggested, but mm-hmm. the methods I used often were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can't remember where I heard it. I actually
should say KKUP before it gets to it.
Oh yes, KKUP Cupertino. I can't remember where I heard it, but I thought I heard him say at one point during the last year or so of his life that, you know, I can't remember exactly where this was. I think I actually heard him say this, that, you know, he knew that he may not get there to 2012, and so much he was looking forward to that. But he kind of had the sense that that there was something still that was very important that we would all experience. I kind of feel like he is still here with us in many ways. I certainly feel him when I listen to his words, and I enjoy playing him on the radio. I kind of feel that keeping his voice going is very much about keeping his presence, his ideas, his words here with us as we make this voyage going forward. And I think he was right about the acceleration in experience. I think that that's definitely in evidence.
Yeah, I actually, in so many ways, I feel Terrence's influence on a almost a daily level. That his influence, maybe not obvious, but on a sort of a subtle level, was pervasive in our culture. And unlike a lot of things in life, Terrence's influence in a lot of ways was very positive. And you know, there's so many things in our world that are sort of a mixed bag. You know, they're good but they're bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
And Terrence wasn't like that. He was mostly pretty good. He was, in a lot of ways, he was a good guy. His personality was a little prickly, which is often very, very common among intellectuals, I found.
Hmm.
But his overall attitude was very good.
Yeah.
And so I feel Terrence's presence kind of in one way in the back of my mind, but also in the larger culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that people that live a good life, and it can be, you don't have to be a big intellectual. You can just be a decent person and be nice. I know this sounds like a Dear Abby. It sounds like Dr. Laura almost. But if you're just a decent person and are compassionate to the people in your life, that's a wonderful thing. That's a good life.
Yes.
I think Terrence certainly accomplished that and much more.
Yeah, he seems to have had quite a strong impact on many people. I feel the same.
Yeah.
And I agree that his mark is definitely on the culture in many ways, and that has a positive effect. I think the thing that he interjected into our imagination and into our own experience, I mean, the thing that he emphasized with the felt presence of immediate experience, and he's not the only person to point that out, but the way he points it out and the way that resonates still in our experience, I think is something very valuable. I think it helps point towards something that is good for our attention.
You know, I feel particularly gifted because I feel like Terrence is with me not just as, you know, a particular intellectual thread or idea, but really in a really kind of as a force that pushes me into a larger world of ideas that are kind of all over the place and aren't all things that Terrence would have really got on board with or particularly liked himself, but that impetus has been really strong in my life, and I'm really grateful to him, and I would say not just Terrence but a lot of other people, and I can make a little list. I mean, I think the biggest one and the strongest one was Alan Watts.
Alan Watts,
and he's really shaped a lot of the way my life has turned out, I think.
I love him too.
Yeah,
and I heard a lot of Alan Watts primarily on this radio station.
Yeah, I used to listen to him on KSAN.
Yeah, I don't know where he's on regularly except KKUP right now.
No, I don't know any other place.
Yeah. No, I agree. He's very valuable for me as well. Well, thank you for the extra time. It was lovely to talk about Terrence with you. What are you going to do tonight? What are you going to play?
We got just a wild mishmash tonight of classic rock and country and pop, and a lot of really great music. It's really going to be fun.
All right. Well, everybody, stay tuned for that. It'll be up in just a minute. And we have a marathon coming up in just a few days, and we should tell you about that really quickly. Here you go.
Great music permeates the entire world. It can be inspirational, emotional, soothing, and uplifting. Beginning Friday at noon, October 1st, through Sunday at midnight, October 3rd, you will experience an entire weekend of the finest world music right here on KKUP during our annual World Music Marathon. You will hear music from Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Asia, and the Americas, including live performances by many exceptional musicians performing music from many countries. So be sure to turn your dial to 91.5 FM and support People's Radio KKUP Cupertino, your 100% listener-supported radio station for the San Francisco Bay and Central Coast areas.
Human history represents such a radical break with the natural systems of biological organization that preceded it, that it must be the response to a kind of attractor.